setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, and that means you must do it. And that's what this show is about. There is a way for you to get clear on what that role is. We help you do that by helping you see your talent, what you do best, your passion, work you love to do, and your mission, results that you want to put out there in the world through your work. So whether you have no idea what that unique role is, or you know what it is, but you don't know how to get there, or you know what it is, you know how to get there, but fear, finances, family, maybe past failures holding you back, this is the conversation for you. I'll repeat what I said at the beginning. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. There's more to life than just a job with a paycheck. We want you to move from paycheck to purpose. More on that in a little bit. So I want to launch into today a breakdown of passion. I define passion as work you love. You've got to love the work. You can't say you're passionate about something if you don't love it. So you got to love the work. Now, you may not love your job, but you can love your work. Let me explain. I know a lot of people that love their work, but they're in a crappy company, crappy environment. So they don't love the job, but they do love their work. That's the delineation there, and it's really important. So we've created the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is the companion to the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, that comes out November 9th. It's available for pre-sale, by the way, at kencoleman.com. But the assessment is a 15 to 20 minute online guide. I walk you through with specific questions. You answer them about yourself, and you're going to get a report on your top talents, what you do best, your top passions, what you love to do, and your primary driving mission in your work. And so I want to just quickly unveil the 15 passions that we have put in the assessment, because it's essentially the types of work. And again, you can take the assessment and get a great report. You'll fill out all these questions. You get a nice report back and shows you, here's your top three, and it'll show you where you score on the other 12 of the 15. So here they are, advising. This is work where you're offering guidance, advice to others. Advocating. This is where you're speaking out on behalf of an issue or others. Analyzing. This is examining an issue, an object, a system. Caregiving. This is providing care. Could be mental, emotional, physical care. Next, creating. Well, obviously, this is creating something from nothing. Could be an inanimate object. But in this particular bucket, we're talking about content, ideas, art, music, and such. Finishing. This is getting stuff done. As Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done, right? I mean, if you love getting stuff done, that's finishing. Next is leading. Obviously, this is all about influence and serving people. Next is making, a form of creating, but we delineated this one because some people will create with words and art and music, but then there's making. People who like to invent, to build something. It's tactile, physical in nature. Next is performing. Performing. This is, I like doing work where a lot of eyeballs are on me and I got pressure to deliver. So many times speaking, acting, singing, and it could be just a high level of attention in your position. A lot of people watching, you got to perform and deliver. Next is planning. Well, you get this. This is all about the details, organizational type work, strategic work. Next is promoting. These are salespeople, people that love telling others about an idea, about people, about ideology, systems, all kinds of things. You just promote and promote and promote. Next is protecting. It's all about the vulnerable, shielding those from danger, rescuing people. Next is researching. you dig deep. It's curiosity work. I want to dig. I want to keep digging, and I love digging. I love getting to the bottom of things. Next is solving. Mechanical, technical, systematic, mathematic. You're all about solving problems, even people problems. You love solving. And then finally, teaching. Obviously, this is about instructing, enlightening, sharing, guiding. So that's a quick review of the 15 types of work that you can basically take, I believe, any job, any career, and put them in those buckets. And it's really important for you to say, all right, I know that I love researching, and then I love solving, and I love influencing. So what could that be? That's somebody who may be working in polling, right? We're tackling a problem by doing research on it, and then we're influencing people's behaviors. Who knows what your results are going to be? And you can take the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment, at kencoleman.com. All right, I want to mention, while I'm talking about the assessment, the brand new book, which is available for pre-sale. You know, for years, people have been going, Ken, I need something that tells me how to figure it out and how to get there. We wrote the Proximity Principle a couple years ago, and that was designed for people who knew what they wanted to do and they were looking for opportunities. This book includes the great content like the Proximity Principle, but it's the seven stages. The new book title is From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available right now for pre-order, only $20 at kencoleman.com. And when you order it now, it'll show up on November 9th. But you'll also get the audiobook read by me and the ebook plus $100 of other free goodies. So that's a special deal. And we want to come out strong on the bestseller list. So if you're interested in the book, pre-order it now. You get all the other goodies plus two other formats of the book. And there is one bundle at kencoleman.com where you can bundle the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment I just was talking about, and the book, both for only $30. So you're essentially getting the $30 assessment for $10 with the $20 book. So go check that out. It is a fantastic deal. And for those of you who want to, you maybe want to sample a chapter, you can email us, ask at kencoleman.com. You got more questions about the assessment, you can email us, reach out to us on the phone. Now, remind you, for those of you that listen to this from all around the globe, because we get calls from all around the globe, you can get me from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday at 844-747-2577. And in that phone call, I'm going to counsel you, coach you, and cheer you on. And we'll give you the tools you need, the confidence you need. So whoever you are, wherever you are, you have access. I get a lot of questions on Instagram. People are Instagramming me questions. I go, look, call the show. I can't, with my thumbs, give you an adequate answer at many times. And I know it's intimidating to call on a live syndicated radio show or live on YouTube, but the reality is we'll let you change your name if it's a sensitive subject, or you're worried about coworkers or your leader hearing, we'll change your location. We'll do all that to make you feel confident that you can call in and get the advice and be able to talk to somebody so that you have confidence to move forward. So know that that is available to you, 844-747-2577. All right, we're off and running. When we come back, more of your calls, more clarity, more confidence that will give people courage to be who they were created to be. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios. Thrilled to have you with us as we talk about what you were born to do. 844-747-2577. How many of you, just as you're listening, however you're listening, whether it be on your talk radio station, SiriusXM, the podcast of the show, how many of you truly right now think of work and it kind of feels like a four-letter word. Like, ugh, you know, geez. I mean, you know, let's just... There's more to it than that. There's more to it. Work shouldn't create a negative emotion in you. It just shouldn't. And I can promise you, no matter how negative it is, how hopeless it feels, I'm telling you, there's a way. We've got the seven stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. I'm telling you, there's a clear path. We can help you. Join us. Call in. Let's go. Engage. Let's start with Luna in Raleigh, North Carolina. Luna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I'm in a particular situation at the moment. I'm in school for cybersecurity. I have one semester left to finish an associate's degree. And I got a job during the summer doing full-time tech support. But I'm not loving it. And the pay is really, really good. And I'm having a hard time juggling school in the full-time job at the moment. So I spoke to my husband, and we decided that the best decision was for me to stop working and just keep finishing until, you know, I finish my degree. Because thank goodness we are in a good financial position, and I wasn't working before, so we knew that it was something that we were able to do.
Sure.
Yesterday I put my resignation, and my manager talked to upper management, and then upper management came back to me, and they called me yesterday to tell me that I'm very valuable and they don't want me to leave. So they gave me a couple of days off to think about the decision.
Okay.
Before actually taking my resignation. And I really don't know what to do.
Okay, great. Give me the couple of things that they kind of threw at you as like a counter to keep you to stay.
Well, they mentioned that they can work a little bit with my hours or give me like an extra day off during the week so I can have a little bit more time for school and also some free time.
Yeah.
And then they said that they could work my working hours because the working hours are not really good either. So they can give me like an 8 to 5 to have a little bit more time during the day to study at the end of my work shift.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not what they are offering. The problem is the job itself.
What's the problem?
Well,
yeah, tell me. Okay. Well, this is more important than all the other stuff. I'm glad we're finally getting to this. This is the big deal. This is clearly sucking your soul out of your body, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is it? What is so awful?
It's the environment that they have on the way that we have to handle the tech support. So the company has over 145,000 employees.
Whoa.
So you can tell that we have a lot of work in our hands for tech support.
Yeah.
And of course, because there's so many people that need help during the day, we have to do it in a very short amount of time. I don't have enough experience to do it so quickly. In some of the stuff that were taught to us are not 100% fully, you know, embedded in my brain just yet to make decisions or do things more quickly.
Yeah.
And also, when I try sometimes to ask for help, I'm not getting help sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm on my own. But at the same time, they have that pressure that if you do something wrong, you're going to get something that they call... kind of like a review of how you did your job poorly for that particular client, and it doesn't look good on your, you know, on your profile.
Yeah, I get it. Well, so to me, I think it's a no-brainer then. I think now that I've heard this part, tell me if I'm right here. Number one, the biggest issue was the work environment itself. It's terrible. It's too much pressure. You can't even do your job the way that, A, you're supposed to, because of all the things you just mentioned. And B, there's just all this additional pressure on top of that. So it's like, it's just almost a lose-lose, you know?
Yeah.
And on top of that, you don't even want to do this long-term anyway. This was just a day job. You don't need the income. And you're actually close to finishing up a cybersecurity associate, which is going to get you qualified to move into a much different field with all kinds of upward mobility. I think it's a no-brainer. You walk. But I think you're going, well, should I walk away from the money? Because they told me they'd give me flexibility. They told me they changed my hours. But here's the problem. They didn't address the biggest issue. They're not going to change the way they operate. That's not going to change. Am I right?
That's right. Because I did mention that, you know, the amount of people that we are supposed to take for chats and then how fast we needed to work on the resolution for their problems, it was something that was very stressful for me. And they said that they weren't able to
right.
fix that, but they can help the other stuff.
Right, but here's the deal. So this is literally the situation. It's like you sitting down with your husband tonight going, okay, babe, here's where we're at. I've already resigned from this job that makes me miserable. But they came back to me and said, we're going to allow you to be miserable with better hours. That's what this is about. And that's an automatic no. You're miserable. Oh, but yes, we're going to give you better hours.
Yes.
Why would you do that? You're laughing. You know why you're laughing?
Because it sounds literally, it's so clear.
I know, but it's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm your coach. It's absurd. When you hear me say it back to you, you go, you're giggling. And here, yep. And it's okay. Because you're just making sure that this is the right move. And it's the right move to say thanks, but no thanks. They're not giving you a whole bunch more money to where it would make being miserable worth it. So there's no reason for you to be miserable. You're just going to be miserable in a different time slot.
Yes. Well, that's the problem. Yeah. They offered a lot of money from the beginning.
I get it. But you made some good money.
$20,000 more than we were asking for.
Well, great. But now it's time to move on. Yes or no?
I think so, yes.
All right, good. This conversation
Thank
is
you
over.
So much.
You bet, Luna. Listen, your best days are ahead. I get it. Let me just tell you something, folks. 100% get where she's at. And I want to make sure the new listeners, I'm not in any way like making fun of her. I'm helping her see what we all need help seeing sometimes. I get stuff in my head sometimes that's absurd. But when I say it to somebody else and they look at me like, what's wrong with you? Then I go, oh, yeah, it is kind of absurd. I do this once a week with Damon, I'm sure. Damon, the brand leader, has snuck in the control room. The suit leads all my initiative. I can't tell you how many times I've said something to him, and it's getting to the point now where I'll go, I'm pretty sure this is absurd, but I need to say it anyway. And by the way, can I tell you something? That's actually really good. Okay? Hear me say something. I feel like it's absurd, but I still need to get it out. So that I can have somebody confirm that's absurd. Because absurdity left in your head and it seeps into your heart unchecked turns into reality. Oh, that's really good. I didn't plan to say that. I'm going to say that again. That's so good because someone needs to hear that. And by the way, I'm preaching to myself right now. Okay? I'm telling you what I deal with. So that means you people deal with it. Absurdity left unchecked, meaning you leave it in your head and it goes around in there like a pinball machine. I just lost half the audience, 25 and under. They don't even know what a pinball machine is. But it just rattles around in our head. And then guess what happens? It seeps down into our heart and the absurdity becomes reality. And so we walk around thinking absurd. We walk around feeling absurd. We walk around, this is the dangerous part, acting absurd. Get it out. It's good for the soul. Luna, leave today. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions worldwide headquarters. Thrilled to have you with us. 10.1 million jobs available right now. 8.3 million people unemployed. The last of the federal unemployment insurance benefits, the states that are still holding on and paying it, coming to an end. Labor Day, September 6th. I expect a lot of people to flood the market. Why do I tell you this? Because it's the hottest employment market we've ever seen in the United States. 48% of Americans are considering changing careers. If you're one of those people, now's the time to do it. Companies are giving bonuses for signing. They're offering free tuition. They're paying more than they would have paid you a year ago. Now's the time. But some of you are going, Ken, the job search sucks. I know. You feel like you're just sending applications out into a black hole, have no idea if an HR recruiter is seeing them. That's why my friends at ZipRecruiter can help you. ZipRecruiter's number one rated job site in the U.S., and they won't keep you in the dark. As soon as you fill out a profile at their website, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, that's where you need to go, they start shopping you actively. They are promoting you, pitching you. They are your recruiter, and they keep you up to date. They'll get an email to you every time somebody looks at your profile, likes your profile, and if a company wants to interview you, the company contacts you directly. Did I mention that it's free? It's not costing you people anything. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Experience the better way to find a job. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Bianca in Las Vegas, Nevada. Bianca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So last week I took your Get Clear assessment.
Okay.
And it kind of hit like left field because it's not in the career that I'm currently in.
Oh.
And
interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. So you're talking about the professional possibilities side of the assessment where we kind of throw out some ideas to you.
Yes.
Okay.
And
well, keep in mind, those are ideas. Those are ideas. So that doesn't mean that that's absolutely your North Star. Your purpose statement becomes your North Star. So the reason I say that is I want you to tell me what career path you're in and then what you think it's pointing you to that you kind of locked in on.
So I'm currently in real estate, and I feel like I'm in real estate for all the wrong reasons.
No, which are? What are those wrong reasons?
Making money.
No! Well, it's not a crime to make money.
Well, I'm currently in
saying.
The baby steps,
yeah.
And I feel like it'll help me get out of my debt quicker.
Which it will. All right, now let's move forward to, you took the Get Clear Career Assessment, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're being pointed another direction. What is it?
And I know that it's like medical field.
You know.
It's completely left field.
Well, it's not, is it? It feels left field, but when you look at your purpose statement, is it?
No.
Oh, I want you to read your purpose statement if you have it in front of you. So folks, if you're new to the show, she took the Get Clear Career Assessment, and it measures talent, what you do best, passion, what she loves to do, and mission, the results that matter to her. And it puts the top three talents, top three passions, and the primary missional result that matters deeply to Bianca in a purpose statement. I want you to read it to us.
So I was created for compassion, connection, and discernment. Advocating, caregiving, and protecting are my passions. And my accomplishment and my mission is for achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I would get that out of helping others.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You like the scoreboard. You want to be somebody who's making a real kind of a calculated look. I want to jump in healthcare and I want to turn the tide in this particular area and I want to throw those results up on the scoreboard. That's a really interesting combination, by the way. Really interesting.
It is. I want to help children more. Like I have, I don't know. It's just, I'm not a mother yet, but I love children.
Good.
And one of my biggest things is I want to help children, especially those like going through like illnesses, like be that positive person for them.
Love
to
it.
Get them by, like,
love it.
And I actually, since I was supposed to be with you like last week, but last week I had like, I was pondering on my thoughts and I took a step and nonprofit was on my qualities as well. So I submitted an application for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
To volunteer. So
brilliant. Brilliant. All right. Now I'm going to bring this full circle.
Mm-hmm.
What if you bust it in real estate for the next year, 2 years, whatever,
mm-hmm.
3 years, and it's the real estate commissions that will allow you to cash flow any kind of medical school or any kind of medical training that you need?
That was my second question to you, was to basically gather as much money and save as much as I possibly can to fund that, because I definitely do not want to get into more debt.
And you don't have to. So are we thinking nursing? Are we thinking PA? Are we thinking full doctor? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking nursing, but
great.
Oncology is my main focus.
Okay, great. So here's what I want you to do. So now you're going to use the proximity principle, which says in order to mm-hmm. do what Bianca wants to do, oncology, nursing, if that's the blank today, she's got to be around people that are doing that and in places where that is happening. Now, you need to do that to get absolute further rock solid confirmation. Because when I'm hanging around nurses that are in oncology, I'm going to get an absolute front row seat into what this could look like. And now my heart is going to either go ding, 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 or you got what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's important. If you got to go volunteer on some oncology units where you're just doing, or even get a part-time job for 2 or 3 months where it's medical support. So you could be mopping the floors. You could be supporting the nurses with supplies, whatever. There's a lot of jobs in that side of medical field right now. So they're the support staff that support the nurses, the PAs, and the doctors. If you even had to do that, just where you get around in oncology wards, that's another idea there of people and places. So I encourage you to do that, Bianca, because that's going to solidify if oncology is the very specific direction. Now, once you do that, now we go, okay, what's the best nursing program that gets me qualified? And it doesn't need to be, by the way, a 5-star program. It doesn't have to be name brand. We just want to be qualified to be a nurse. What's that going to cost me? Based on my schedule and my life, how long am I doing it part-time? Am I doing it full-time? Full-time with quotes and being a real estate agent. That's what you got to figure out next. That's going to determine your timeline. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to look at the cost and the time. What do I need to learn? You know that. You got to get a nursing degree. What do I need to do? Well, I just need to get the nursing degree, and then I start walking through the steps and getting the lower level job, and I get in. How much is that going to cost me? You're going to go do your homework on that. And then finally, how long is that going to take based on my budget? Now, the good news is you have massive motivation to sell houses that you probably didn't have before. In fact, you got double motivation. I want to get out of debt, baby step two, first. Once I get mm-hmm. out of baby step two, I'm going to get my emergency fund fully funded. Only 3 months, you'll do that quick. And then I'm going to come up with the money for nursing school. And if I'm selling houses full time and I'm going to nursing school, I can do that. And I can do it without debt, can't I, Bianca?
And here's the curveball.
Oh, no. I had it all figured out. What's the curve?
When I was 18, I knew that I wanted to be in the medical field. So I ended up taking a course and getting my phlebotomy license. And I shifted away just because I wasn't given the opportunity to get a job. So I shifted in.
Well, but listen. That's not a curveball.
Another.
Run the same process out for oncology nursing as you do this. Side by side, run them out. Which direction do I think I need to go? That's not a curveball. And I'm going to tell you something else. You've got to stay in real estate because that gives you the best path to making and saving the money you need to move forward. Proud of you, Bianca. Thank you for the call. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. Work should not be a four-letter word. Life is too short to just work a job and live for the weekend. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. We'd love to have you. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. Give us a call. I promise you this. I will counsel you, I will coach you, and I will cheer for you. All in one call. Let's go to Houston, Texas, where Tim joins us. Tim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I am living the dream, Tim. What's up?
So I just graduated college in May, and I took a job with a company that I interned with last summer. But you know, the job is really monotonous, and I don't really like the company culture much and things like that. So I'm thinking about leaving and trying something different. But you know, it's a good job, engineering job, and the pay is good, and I don't really know what I would go and do. So that's kind of that's where I'm at.
Gotcha. So we got to figure out the destination before we figure out extrication, getting out of there.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, are you calling me today going, Ken, I have zero ideas? I mean, my brain is a whiteboard with nothing on it when I start thinking about what I could do or what I should do. Or do you have some ideas that have a little bit of fear and doubt attached to them? What's your situation?
It's definitely not completely empty. It's potentially worse. There's stuff just all over the place.
So, well, can I tell you something? That's actually better than the whiteboard. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because if it's a whiteboard, then there's something locking you up that we'd have to deal with and dig, and sometimes that's a jackhammer. The fact that you got all these different ideas means we got to find patterns. So give me the top two or three ideas that seem to swirl around the most.
So from an engineering standpoint, I'm really interested in aerospace, you know, airplanes, and so trying to get into that industry, but more so than that, something that I've always loved is sports. I worked at LSU for the beach volleyball team, and I just absolutely loved every moment of it, even on the bad days.
All right, let's have some fun here, because I believe there's a tie to the type of work you would do in aerospace and the type of work you would do in sports. Am I right with that engineering brain?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So let's stop worrying about aerospace, sports. It's like, oh, Ken, these are all over the place. No, they're not. What would you do in the sports world right now with that engineering brain, background, talent, passion? What would you do in sports right now? Forget about job title. Tell me what you would do right now if I could give it to you. And I mean, you better be honest and dream. Tell me right now. Go.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on, say it.
Well, I've always really wanted to be a coach, but I've also been really interested in the broadcasting side. And I just, you know, there's also sports equipment, you know.
All right, stop. I just heard three things. All right, listen, we got to move. This is great. You're giving me all the clues. You ready? Coaching,
yeah.
Broadcasting, equipment. Which one of those three would you do if you knew you could not fail? Say it. Your brain.
That's tough.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Think about it right now. 5 seconds, go, because there's one that's truly at the top. You can be wildly successful in sports, either as a coach, a broadcaster, or in the equipment side of things. What's the answer? You can only choose one. Which one is it right now?
Coaching.
Yeah, you know why I knew that's the answer? It's the first one you said. You said, I always, by the way, when I get to hear somebody say, I always to me, I go, oh, I get excited. Because now we're in the heart. You've always wanted to be a coach. Always. So what's so absurd about you being a coach? Well, I can't afford to do it. Can't pay the family bills. I can't do all that. Am I right? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, it's kind of twofold. And one of it, it's definitely, you know, self-doubt is part of it. But
hold on a second. Hold on a second. You and me, just you and me. If I gave you the opportunity with a magic wand and you were coaching, do you believe, forget about what anybody else thinks, forget about your lack of experience, do you believe you could be a good coach? Fundamentally, knowing what a coach is, do you believe you could be a good coach?
I do. I really do.
I know you do. So you got to figure out, how do we get there? Now, let me just tell you this. Okay, I got 35 seconds. I was 33. I started in broadcasting. Didn't know anybody, didn't have any experience, but I knew I could do it. And it took me 9 years to get there. you got to ask yourself, am I willing to do what it takes and wait as long as it takes? Because there is a path. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get you on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. You were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, where Damon joins us on the line. Damon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
I am living the dream, Damon. What are you doing?
Trying to get there.
All right.
Honestly.
All right. Let me see if I can help. What's going on?
Absolutely. Before I start, I just want to say I'm absolutely thrilled to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a long time, not only on this show, but also on the Ramsey Show. I love when you and Chrissy or I get together. Y'all are a ton of fun, and I really appreciate what you do. God bless you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. What's going on?
So I'm calling because I took your Get Clear career assessment, and you know I feel clear. I mean it's a fantastic tool, and I really appreciate it. Truly do. I'm just not sure what my next steps are.
Okay.
To give you a little bit of background, so I went to college, graduated with a business degree, served in the Army for 5 years. Including a tour in Afghanistan, transitioned to civilian life, and accepted a position here in Louisville as an IT consultant. And basically, it was a great gig. It's a great gig at a great company, but it's just not something that I'm particularly passionate about.
Sure,
the money was great, the people I worked with were great, but eventually the workload and the culture kind of changed a little bit.
Sure.
Which left me wanting more.
Yeah.
And just having a business degree,
right,
with basically a background in IT kind of left me feeling stuck. So I finishing up my MBA, went back to school, got my MBA, finishing up here in about a month. And like I said, took your assessment and just wanted to know where to go.
Yeah.
Next.
So what did you think? What did you think you wanted to do before you took the assessment? I know you had an idea, a guy who's been wrestling with the next. So what did you think you wanted to do before you took the assessment?
Give me the short answer
because you're rambling a little bit. Cause I think you're a guy, I think what you're dealing with right now is a lot of doubt, and you took the Get Clear career assessment and you're like, man, it's a really good tool. So we need to get into your results. And then we'll get into that after I get into your heart. So I want you to just give me the answer. Don't give me the polished answer. I want you to tell me what you're really thinking when I ask you the question, because I knew there was an answer. I know this. The brain can't help but populate an answer. So Damon, I love you, bro. You've been so good, nice to me, but I'm telling you, you want me to coach you up. So answer the question. What did you think, or what were you thinking about before you took my Get Clear career assessment? What were you wondering about?
I was wondering about recruitment.
Okay, good.
Ultimately, I want to help people.
Got it. All right, so let's stop there. Recruiting, help people. Do you have your results in front of you, your Get Clear career assessment results? You got them in front of you?
I do. Yeah.
All right, I want you to read your purpose statement to me and give me a decent pace so that I can keep up with you. I want you to read it out loud, and I want you to listen to yourself read it. Go.
I was created to use my talents of compassion, discernment, and justice to perform my passions of researching, finishing, and planning to accomplish my mission of influence by producing change and progress.
Wow, I love that. I get goosebumps every time I hear somebody read that. You know why? Because everybody's just different. I'm sure there's some that'll share, but that's really interesting. So when you read that, how does that make you feel? Forget about job title. How does that make you feel when you read it?
It makes me feel like I have a blueprint to myself. I know that sounds kind of cheesy.
No, actually, it sounds kind of freaking awesome, if I'm being honest. That's kind of the dream. That's why I created the tool, so somebody goes, I can see my blueprint. So here's the deal. What are the different ways that you can do the work of researching, planning, and finishing that drive influence, which is all about people? So a people result is influence. Versus if solution comes out for somebody, which is one of the six intrinsic motivators, that's a process result. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
You are a people-focused dude, true or false?
No, absolutely. And I think that was the issue that I had with my former role.
Right. But listen to me, brother. It ain't recruiting. I don't see you being a recruiter and driving influence. I that's what you were thinking beforehand. I want you to answer this from your guts. What would you try tomorrow based on this purpose statement if you knew you couldn't fail and you didn't have to commit to it? Say it. You've already had three or four answers roll through your brain. Go ahead, say it.
I really don't.
Not true. I've done this too many times. I'm going to say it again. When you look at, I'm going to use my talents of compassion, which is caring for others. I'm going to use my talent of discernment. I'm reading the tea leaves. I read people's reactions. I read their body language. I read everything. I can discern what that means. I'm going to use my talent of justice. I care about what is right. Injustice bothers me. I have a natural ability to push towards what is right. And I'm going to use those talents to research, to dig, to investigate, so that I can create a plan or help create a plan and then execute on that plan to drive people change. Now, when I say it that way, forget about job title. What would you do?
I'm not sure, Ken. I'm really not.
All right. I got to tell you, the first person that has ever not given me something. So here's what I know. You have ideas that are rolling around in your head, but you're not comfortable sharing the idea. So here's what has to happen. What you've got to do is you go, okay, look, what kind of work is going to allow me to be researching, planning, and finishing? So I'm going to tell you right now, there's a ton of clues for you right there. In the professional possibilities that we spit out to you, those were more industry specific. Go back to those and look at the list that we presented to you on the assessment and then ask yourself, what kind of jobs allow me to spend 80% of my day researching, planning, and finishing, right? Because you're a guy that when you're doing that research, you need to also be discerning what the research says. And then you need to have a compassionate eye towards it. So it's people, people, people. And you've got to start looking to see what is in the marketplace that would allow me to do that. Now, if recruiting is that, great, but the recruiting is going to have to involve you doing some digging and really diving in there. So I think you're really, really close, but you're going to have to follow the clues that we've given you in the assessment. Because here's what we know. You said, Ken, it's absolutely a blueprint for me. So now you've got to follow the blueprint. And the blueprint means I'm going to go look for jobs, career paths that allow me to use those top talents primarily to do that kind of work that I love primarily. And it's all driving people change. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
So you just got to dig a little bit.
I do. And, you know, I'm looking at the professional possibilities in front of me, and there are a lot of them here. Some are a possible fit. Some are a definite not going
to
be.
It's exactly how it's supposed to work. And these are industry specific. But again, I'm telling you, you got to go do the homework on the type of gigs that allow you to do this work. And I'm going to tell you something, brother, because you're a good dude. You're still locking up because of some doubt. And you got to stop doing that. You've got to allow yourself to look. And you cannot look, you cannot see anything when you're looking if you don't trust that what you said is true, that this is a blueprint for you. It's really giving you a lot of details that you may not have been assured of before. So now the work is up to you. Go look in the marketplace. And I'm telling you, you love researching. Go do it. Dig. You're a guy who loves to tear into stuff like this. And I think that's all you got to do. I really appreciate the call. You're really close. Hey, folks, before I let you go, remember this. You matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.